produced all my favourite albums, and you know, you describe yourself as a non-musician.
Yes, I did, because I couldn't really play anything.
Right.
But I can play recording studios. That's really what I play.
Did you invent ambient music? Is that your term?
Yeah. Now it's its own category in record shops.
Is it?
I notice. Yes, full of records that I don't like.
One of the things that you're doing is this kind of stuff where you're programming music that never repeats itself.
Yeah.
That strikes me as a very interesting idea. Yeah.
Well, a long time ago, I thought it would be so nice to make pieces of music that existed like paintings, that just stayed in one place for a very long time, and that you entered and left as you felt like it, rather than a piece of music that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So I invented systems whereby the music constantly produced itself differently. And that's what I call generative music, which is my next thing from ambient music.
Your next category.
Yes, that isn't yet in the record shops.
So, Brian, just briefly, what's the long now, then? Is that what you're talking about?
13 years ago, I started with some friends an organisation called the Long Now Foundation, which is dedicated to long-term thinking. We decided to take a frame of 10,000 years and to try to think 10,000 years ahead.
Right. So your bit of music will last 10,000 years.
Oh, yeah, we won't even be past the intro.
That's amazing. Well, now...